Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. With children back in school, Wisconsin parents need to be doing their best to make sure germs aren't being spread and they aren't getting sick. UW Health Kids Dr. Casey Freimiller says washing hands is the most important kids can do. Freimiller says you should also be teaching your kids to properly cover their coughs and sneezes to help stop the spread of germs. Freimiller says healthykids.org is a great resource for parents to visit to get more information. There are special opportunities this month to connect job seekers and employers. September is National Workforce Development Month, and Wisconsin's Department of Workforce Development invites job seekers and employers to explore services offered by the Job Center of Wisconsin. On Wednesdays this month, you can access specialized services, including career navigators and business services professionals who can connect you to the right job or talent. Events will also include employment and training specialists who know what local job demands are. More information on Workforce Wednesdays can be found on the DWD website. A bipartisan bill introduced at the state capitol hopes to save research dogs from euthanasia. The Wisconsin Beagle Freedom Bill would mandate a 3-week adoption period for dogs and cats in testing facilities. The bill would prevent default euthanasia by offering the animals to shelters or rescues. Wisconsin is home to Ridgeland Farmers, one of two large breeders of dogs for experimentation in the country. A judge found probable cause of animal cruelty at the facility in January, leading to a special prosecutor's appointment. Ridgeland faces a multiple investigations and compliance processes. The City of Richland Center will host its open book for the assessment roll for 2025 today and tomorrow from 8 to 4 in the Clerk Treasurer's office. The assessor will also be available for the open book at the municipal building. Instructional material will be provided at the open book to persons who wish to object to valuations of their property. The Board of Review for the City of Richland Center will then meet on Wednesday, October 15th at 5:30 in the City Council Room of the Municipal Building. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the combined State Chamber and Manufacturers Association, is again partnering with Johnson Financial Group to host a statewide competition to find the coolest thing made in Wisconsin. The contest, celebrating its 10th year, draws attention to the state's top industry, manufacturing, and the Wisconsinites who are devoted to it. Last year alone, the manufacturing industry contributed over $73.7 billion to the state's GDP, generating an estimated $42.8 billion in earnings for manufacturing workers. Since the contest inception in 2016, over 1.5 million votes have been cast for over 1,000 products. Manufacturers from numerous subsectors and every corner of the state have competed for the title of Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin. Winning products have included iconic soda, high-tech beverage dispensers, fire trucks, cranes, motorcycles, military vehicles, robotic carts, rifles, and even Kringle. WMC and Johnson Financial Group are accepting nominations starting at madeinwis.com. Any product that is manufactured in Wisconsin qualifies for the contest, regardless of company size. Following the nomination period, which runs through September 12th, a popular vote will determine the top 16 products that will be placed in a bracket-style tournament called Manufacturing Madness. Products will compete against one another in head-to-head matchups, and the products that receive the highest votes in each matchup will advance to the next round. Manufacturers, consumers, employees, and other Wisconsinites are encouraged to vote once per day per email address through the rounds of voting. This year's Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin will be announced at WMC's Business Day in Madison event on October 23rd. For more information about the contest or to submit a nomination, visit madeinwis.com. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection is accepting applications for 2026 producer-led watershed protection grants through September 12th. These grants are awarded to producer-led groups to help support and advance producer-led conservation solutions and farmer participation in local watershed conservation efforts. The total program budget for 2026 is $1 million. Eligible groups that apply can receive up to $40,000. The grants aim to help farmers find and promote conservation solutions best suited for their watershed based on topography, soil, types of operations, and other factors that differ among regions of the state. Applicants must be groups of at least five farmers whose farms are in the same or adjacent watershed. Each farm must have produced at least $6,000 in gross farm revenue last year or $18,000 over the past 3 years. Each group must partner with a county land conservation department, the University of Wisconsin Extension, or a nonprofit conservation organization. Both newly formed and established groups are eligible to apply. Grant information and application materials are available at datacp.wi.gov/pages/programs_services/producer-led projects.aspx and must be submitted by email in Microsoft Word format. For more information, contact Producer-Led Watershed Program Manager Danny Heisler at danni.heisler@wisconsin.gov or call 608-640-7270. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds eligible hunters hoping to participate in the gun deer hunt for hunters with disabilities to contact and confirm a location with a hunt landowner sponsor before September 15th. Thousands of acres of land are available for this year's hunt, which will take place October 4th through 12th. Hunters should contact sponsors directly to participate in the 2025 hunt. Some properties can accommodate more hunters than others, so hunters are advised to contact potential sponsors as early as possible to determine availability. To sign up for a hunt, hunters or assistants should provide their name, contact information, and DNR customer ID number. To be eligible, hunters must possess a valid Class A, C, or D disabled permit or qualifying Class B permit. Eligible hunters may sign up for one sponsored property per year and must possess a gun deer license. For more information, visit the DNR's Deer Hunting for Hunters with Disabilities webpage. Wisconsin is home to 3,300 miles of active train tracks that are essential to the state's economy and connect travelers to their destinations. Because trains cannot make sudden stops, drivers and pedestrians should be extra vigilant when approaching railroad tracks to prevent serious crashes. About a dozen people are hurt in train-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin State Patrol's September Law of the Month reminds drivers and all road users to remain alert to avoid those preventable tragedies. There are nearly 4,000 public rail crossings across the state. If you need to cross train tracks, be sure to obey all signs and signals posted at the designated pedestrian and roadway crossings. Some rail crossings do not have flashing lights and gates, so be sure to slow down, look both ways, and listen for an approaching train. Distractions such as phones and music can prevent you from seeing or hearing an approaching train. Drivers should also keep these safety tips in mind. State law prohibits drivers from going around lowered crossing gates or crossing closely to an approaching train. And at ungated crossings, drivers should look for trains even when there are no warning lights activated. Do not stop on the tracks even when there is no train in sight. In heavier traffic, a vehicle can get trapped in the middle of a crossing, which is very dangerous. To avoid this, make sure you have enough room to get all the way across the tracks before you start crossing them. If your vehicle stalls on the tracks, get out immediately and move as far away from it as possible. Then look for the blue emergency notification system sign with a phone number to call for help. If there's no sign, call 911. Stay back. When waiting for a crossing train, stay behind the painted lines on the road.